Well, hello. You are listening to The Jazz Focus, and my name is John Clark. Thank you for joining us. Welcome if it's your first time. Today we're going to be focusing on some of the recordings that were made, two LPs actually, in the early 1970s by Terry Waldo and the Gut Bucket Syncopators. Terry Waldo was a ragtime piano player from his early days. He was born in Ohio in 1944. He's still active today in New York City. Early on came under the spell of ragtime, Ubi Blake and the music of Scott Joplin, and became known as a performer of ragtime music, although he moved into jazz fairly soon as well. And he was playing locally in the Cleveland and Chicago areas throughout the 1960s. He put this band together, the Gut Bucket Syncopators, with clarinet and saxophone player Frank Powers in 1969. And they made several recordings over the years, and they reunited in the late 90s and did other things as well. But the two albums that we're going to be covering today were both released on the Delmark label. The first one is called Hot House Rag from 1971. And the other was live, the Ohio Theater concert, which was done in 1974. We're going to start out with that first album, Hot House Rag, which was a studio album. Very well recorded and a really good picture of the state of traditional jazz as it was starting to evolve in about 1970 or 71. So in this band, we have a fellow named Roy Tate on cornet, who was one of the wildest cornet players you're ever going to hear in this style. He had no inhibitions, as they say, and could be a very exciting player. He had played with the Queen City Jazz Band and a number of Midwest groups as well. Jim Snyder was a trombone player who was playing with the original Salty Dogs at the time. In fact, this is a largely Salty Dog band with Frank Powers, Roy Tate, and Terry Waldo playing in it. Frank Powers was from Cincinnati, and he played saxophone and clarinet in many bands in that area and also around the country. He was also known as an arranger, and he was the chief arranger for this band. He had a knack for boiling down arrangements by larger bands to a smaller group, and you know, a band that might have six horns, he would translate into three without losing any of the important parts. He had a real talent for that. We're also going to hear Bob Sundstrom on banjo. He was from Chicago, and he was part of the original Salty Dogs, probably, for my money, the best version of that band, I think, in the early 60s, before he moved to New England. I got to play with Bob for many years in New England. Very good 4-4 banjo player and singer as well. And with him in the rhythm section are two of his compatriots and friends from the Salty Dogs, Mike Walbridge on tuba and Wayne Jones on drums. So a very well integrated and rehearsed rhythm section that had been playing together for years, and Terry Waldo fit in very nicely with them. So we're going to start with four tunes from this album. Some of these go on for a little while or are allowed to stretch out on this. We're going to hear W.C. Handy's Beale Street Blues, followed by The Irish Black Bottom by Percy Venable. That was recorded by Louis Armstrong's Hot Five. Then a tune called The Hot House Rag by Paul Pratt. And this shows off Waldo's ragtime chops along with the rhythm section. Then we're going to end up with the standard China Boy, a classic piece of Chicago jazz, and that will feature all the players here. So this is Terry Waldo and his Gut Bucket Syncopators recording for Delmark Records in 1971, and we are going to hear the Beale Street Blues, Irish Black Bottom, Hot House Rag, and China Boy. Thank you.
Thank you.
I had said those were studio recordings. They are so well recorded and mixed, it sounded like that in some places, but it was actually live, as you can tell from the crowd noise, done in a place called Diebel's Bierstube in Columbus, Ohio. And I guess that was a regular venue for Dixieland Jazz at the time, this being in January of 1971. We've been listening to Terry Waldo's Gut Bucket Syncopators, and this is from the album Hot House Rag, released on Delmark Records. Roy Tate is on cornet, definitely an untrammeled cornet player, as you can tell. Jim Snyder on trombone, Frank Powers on clarinet and tenor sax, Terry Waldo on piano, Bob Sundstrom on banjo, Mike Walbridge on tuba, and Wayne Jones on drums. We started out with the Beale Street Blues, kind of a laid-back yet still driving performance of the W.C. Handy tune. This was a band that definitely took a lot of its inspiration from some of the Jelly Roll Morton groups and the New Orleans groups from the late 20s and 30s. Had a very strong 4-4 beat going there. Then we heard the Irish Black Bottom from Louis Armstrong's Hot Five recordings, recorded by him and composed by the Chicago theatrical personality Percy Venable. Then, Hot House Rag, that good ragtime performance of Terry Waldo with the rhythm section. And we just ended up with a fiery but not overly fast version of China Boy, which featured Frank Powers on both clarinet and tenor sax, as well as all the other performers, and a nice tuba solo in there as well by Mike Walbridge. So we're going to move on now to two more tunes from that concert, or that gig, I should say, before we switch LPs. We're going to hear Frank Powers' arrangement, or transcription, or what have you, of Jelly Roll Morton's Sidewalk Blues, which is a through-composed piece, largely, with some solos, but gives adherence to the original recording by Morton's Red Hot Peppers. Then we're going to finish up that part of the program with the Don Redmond tune Cherry, another kind of laid-back yet still driving performance featuring all the horns. Then we're going to go over to the album live at the Ohio Theater, the Ohio Theater Concert, which was done on April 13th of 1974. The only personnel change in this case is Bill Moorhead plays banjo instead of Bob Sundstrom. And this concert was supposed to have featured a guest artist in the person of UB Blake, who was actually sick. He was about 90 at the time and wasn't in good health, so he had to cancel out on the concert. But they maintained the high standard that would have been there if UB had been there with their own band playing, and also the addition of singer Edith Wilson, who was one of the first black women to record in the 1920s. She started in about 1920-21, recording under her name and with Johnny Dunn. She was a mainstay on the black musical theater in the 20s into the 30s, and then she became the face of Aunt Jemima, which of course is has come under much criticism in recent years, although she always said that she felt that she did a good job with that in maintaining the dignity of the race and of a woman performer. She said, despite the way people looked at that character, it was a dignified character. So she had very definite opinions that way. So we're going to start that part of the program and actually finish up the set with two tunes that featured her. One that was composed for her, or that she introduced at any rate, from Connie's Hot Chocolates in 1929, called Black and Blue, Fats Waller and Andy Razzaf. This was originally supposed to have been a comic number, but it turned into a protest song, which was unusual in 1929, and here Edith Wilson sings it exactly that way, with some alternate lyrics, too. And then we're going to finish up with a tune that she recorded in 1929, My Man Ain't Good for Nothing But Love, well backed by the band. So, the tunes here that we're going to hear are from 1971, The Sidewalk Blues and Cherry, and then from 1974, featuring Edith Wilson, Black and Blue and My Man Ain't Good for Nothing But Love.
Cold empty bed, spring's heart is lead, pains in my head, feel like old Ned. What did I do to be so black and blue? No joys for me, no company. Even the mouse ran from my house. All my life through, I've been so black and blue. How sad I am. Each day I feel worse. And my mark of ham must have been my curse. Oh, how will it end? Ain't got a friend, and my only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue? Just 'cause you're black, some folks think you lack, and they laugh at you and scorn you too. What did I do to be so black and blue? Sometimes when you're near, they laugh and sneer and set you aside, and you're denied. All my life through, I've been so black and blue. I'm white inside, that don't help my case, 'cause I can't hide what is in my face. Oh, how will it end? Ain't got a friend, set you aside, and you deny. What must I do? Why I'm so black and blue? Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. My man ain't good for nothing but love. Never thinks of nothing but love. His arms, they fit me just like a glove. He never thinks of nothing but love. His lips are coated, they're sugar coated, so sweet they take my breath. And when he holds me, cuddles and folds me, feels like he loved me to death. My man ain't good for nothing but love. He never thinks of nothing but love. Sweet, they take my breath. And when he holds me, squeezes and folds me, feels like he'll love me to death. My man ain't good for nothing but love. Never thinks of nothing but love.
Thank you.
So we started out with two tunes from that 1971 date that produced the album Hot House Rag. We heard Sidewalk Blues and Cherry. And Sidewalk Blues, as I said, was a nice transcription adaptation of the Jelly Roll Morton arrangement done by Frank Powers, who was heard to good effect on clarinet. And then Cherry, we heard quite a few solos all around in that case. We heard some very good and hot cornet playing or trumpet playing by Roy Tate, who was really quite a fiery player. Not neat in any way, but certainly a very interesting player. And also some good clarinet by Frank Powers as well. And here's some nice tuba playing by Mike Walbridge, who was a very good soloist in addition to being a first-class rhythm man. Then we went over to that Ohio Theater concert of 1974, and we heard two tunes featuring the blues singer, or really not a blues singer, the cabaret singer, Edith Wilson. We heard her do her feature tune from the 1929 Connie's Hot Chocolate Show, Black and Blue, accompanied by the rhythm section. And then the band joined in for another 1929 recording of hers called My Man Ain't Good for Nothing But Love. Interesting little version of that. We had some time left over, so I put in an instrumental version of Duke Ellington's The Mooch. Very good performance of that, with especially good piano by the leader, Terry Waldo. So we're going to do four more tunes from that Ohio concert album. These are all, with one exception, instrumentals. One has a vocal. We're going to start out with I Would Do Anything for You, the Alex Hill Claude Hopkins tune, which has very good tenor sax by Frank Powers, as well as good playing by Frank Snyder on trombone and Roy Tate on trumpet. Then we're going to go over to a funny novelty tune called How Could Red Riding Hood by A.P. Randolph. And this features the vocalizing of the leader, Terry Waldo. Good comic tune, I guess, from the 1920s. Not absolutely sure about that. Then we will hear an oddity, a tune called The Letter by Wayne Carson Thompson. A good minor key tune that starts out with a nice melodic exposition by Jim Snyder on trombone. And good feel to that tune. That's a tune that deserves some revival. Nice piece there. Then we're going to end up with the close, I guess, of the concert called At the Jazz Band Ball. There's another version of this on the other album, but this is a good rouser featuring all three of the horns and Terry Waldo at length playing on this original Dixieland Jazz Band tune. And I should mention this was recorded at the Ohio Theater in Columbus, Ohio on April 13th of 1974. So this is Terry Waldo's Gut Bucket Serenaders. I Would Do Anything for You, How Could Red Riding Hood, The Letter, and At the Jazz Band Ball. We'll be right back.
swim the ocean wide. I would cross the great divide. I'd do most anything for you. I would take a trip to Mars. I would even count the stars. I'd do most anything for you, babe. Well, I'd gladly give a fortune just to see you smile and to hear you say I love you every little while. Well, in my heart there's ecstasy. Long as you have faith in me, I'd do most anything for you, babe. How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still kept the wolf from the door? Father and mother, she had none. So where in the world did the money come from? I'll stop to ask it, who filled her basket? The storybooks never tell. They say that she found a wolf in Granny's bed, a big sunbonnet tied over his head. But you know and I know what she found instead. How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still kept the wolf from the door? How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still kept the wolf from the door? Father and mother, you know she had none. So where in the world did the money come from? I'll stop to ask it, who filled her basket? The storybooks never tell. They say that she was the nicest of girls. Her little head was all covered with curls. But you know and I know what girls do for pearls. How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still kept the wolf from the door? Thank you.
Rousing finish to our program, Terry Waldo and his Gut Bucket Syncopators, recorded live in April of 1974 at the Ohio Theater in Columbus, Ohio. We started out with I Would Do Anything for You, which really kind of called up the ghosts of the Rhythm Makers, Billy Banks and so forth, and Frank Powers with his tenor sax sounded very much like Pee Wee Russell did on that recording, and Powers' clarinet playing often evokes the ghosts of Pee Wee Russell as well. Then we heard How Could Red Riding Hood Be So Very Good, and that was a solo performance by Terry Waldo, singing and playing piano. I should mention, too, that I Would Do Anything for You featured a rare vocal by drummer Wayne Jones. Then we heard that unusual tune, The Letter, kind of an evocative, moody little tune with a nice beat to it, featuring Jim Snyder on trombone at the beginning. And we ended up with that all-hands-on-deck version of Jazz Band Ball, featuring the wild and very hot cornet of Ray Tate. So, thank you very much. Hope you've enjoyed this program. We've certainly explored some interesting traditional jazz from a time when traditional jazz was kind of in the doldrums a little bit, the early 1970s. There were bands that were just getting it together, regional bands, the New Black Eagle Jazz Band and the Galvanized Jazz Band down in Connecticut and some other ones in Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York, but it was kind of reinventing itself. And this was a good example of how one band decided to reinvent it and bring it back to kind of the Jelly Roll Morton roots. And this was the Gut Bucket Syncopators, led by Terry Waldo, but directed in some degree, to some degree, by Frank Powers. So you have been listening to the Jazz Focus. My name is John Clark. Very happy you're here with us. If you'd like to help us out and keep us going, please consider donating. Also, if you'd like to get in touch with me, my band name, Wolverine Jazz Band, is how you do that. WolverineJazzBand.net and Wolverine Jazz Band on Facebook and Instagram. So thank you very much, and I'll see you on the other side.